With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. and Iran wrapping up talks earlier today, and an Iranian diplomat says future discussions will be aimed at a possible deal over Tehran's nuclear program. Next round, 1 week from today. Meanwhile, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump knows well what Iran's strategy is in calling for more rounds of talks over its nuke program.
Drag out negotiations and interminable talks as they continue to race towards a nuclear weapon and missiles that can deliver that weapon, not just to Israel and its Arab neighbors, but also to the United States, probably in fewer years than you have fingers on your hand.
Senator Cotton says President Trump has made it clear what Iran needs to do to avoid further sanctions.
Surrender and dismantle their nuclear program, to stop their ballistic missile program that threatens us here in the United States, and to stop their support for terrorism. If they want to do those things, if they want to become a normal nation and come in from the cold, a deal is there to be had.
Also at SRNnews.com, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says farmers in America have seen some hard times in the past few years.
Basically, 4 years of Biden, the cost of inputs for them went up 30%, while the world markets declined by almost $50 billion. So we have an export deficit.
And Rollins says that food security is national security and says that's one reason President Trump is trying to secure better trade deals and make food more affordable for American families. Trump administration calls U.S. manufacturing an economic and national security priority and says tariffs will force companies to have more products made in the United States and to avoid, quote, steep price increases on their imports, leading to better-paying American jobs for people making cars and other goods. This is SRN News. Well, the Jesus Film Project does it again.
The famous evangelistic tool has just been dubbed into a new language for the 2,200th time, a dialect spoken in the African nation of Ivory Coast. Josh Newell, who is executive director of the JFP, says, quote, "The story of Jesus has never been more relevant or accessible than it is right now, and it's about to reach every last corner on Earth. Modern technology is accelerating the process of translating the movie into more and more languages." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Department of Education ruling teachers in Branham High School in San Jose discriminated against Jewish students enrolled in the Ethnic Studies program. A probe revealing teachers were presenting high schoolers with only the Palestinian perspective in discussions of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Bay Area Jewish Coalition filed a complaint about those school lessons. This is SRN News. 10,000 pages of records related to the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy released. Kennedy was gunned down June 5, 1968 at the Ambassador Hotel in L.A., moments after giving a speech celebrating his victory in California's Democratic presidential primary. His assassin, Sirhan Sirhan, convicted of first-degree murder and is serving life still in prison. Meanwhile, University of Virginia Center for Politics Director Larry Sabato says Secret Service procedures for presidential candidates changed after the assassination.
As far as Robert F. Kennedy is concerned, he didn't have anything but private guards. We did not supply Secret Service protection for candidates for president until after Kennedy was killed. Then finally, we did what we should have done a long time ago. It always takes a tragedy before changes are made.
Among the items released, a note by the gunman saying Kennedy must be disposed of. More details at SRNnews.com.